Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. In this episode, we're focused on Formpipe's work with Microsoft Business Central software, building on the back of our existing and successful partnership with F&O and CE platforms. So who better to join me on this episode than Formpipe's very own ERP partner manager, Nick Collard. Welcome to the podcast, Nick.
Thanks, Ben.
Now, Nick, you've been working in the ERP sector for a number of years, so you're really well positioned to explain to the market. Maybe you can do that as you just introduce everybody to what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, of course. So as you mentioned, I'm Nick Collard. I'm the ERP partner manager here at Formpipe. I've been involved in the software and IT industry for longer than I care to remember.
No, exactly.
So started off as a systems and network engineer, and then moved off the tools, as it were, and moved into the murky world that is sales.
Yeah.
So specifically within our ERP, I've worked in both commercial and service delivery roles, and this being the second time around with Formpipe. So previously, I was very much focused on F&O, as you've mentioned. We've got a great footprint in that market. But my new role now encompasses Business Central. So sitting on the commercial side of the business, you could say I wear many hats. I mean, who'd have thought that I'd be doing a guest on a podcast a couple of years ago, but here we are today. But primarily, my responsibility is to educate our partners and their end customers on the capabilities within the LazyNet product suite. We're an ISV solution, and really is to identify and build relationships with potential new partners as well. So that's primarily my main focus here.
And I think it's that breadth of experience you've got in your career, Nick, which puts you in a good position to talk about where BC, Business Central, fits into the ERP sector. Because as we know, all software markets are constantly going through change, right? There's new development, there's new entrants, there's consolidation. And then we've also had external factors within the world that have come in and affected the way that people are buying. So how do you see that current landscape, the ERP market?
Okay, so sort of taking a step back, let's look at the ERP market in general. What I would say is that it's live and remains buoyant. By way of explanation, the market was sized at around $44 billion in 2022. And it's projected to rise to around $47 billion by the end of 2023, and then exponentially year on year. Of course, every market is susceptible to outside influence. If we take the case of COVID and lockdown, you know, it's like any major event. Everybody was, I guess, in a bit of a state of confusion, trying to figure out, well, how do we maintain operations? We start staff, you know, working remotely, and we all experienced that, right?
Yeah, and we saw a flurry of activity, didn't we?
Absolutely. But I think businesses soon realised that, you know, they had to bring forward their digital transformation journeys to facilitate this world of remote working. So we actually saw this strengthen the market. I guess coming sort of to the modern day, in the case of the terrible ongoing events in Ukraine, you know, it's having a massive influence on everything we do in the respect of cost of living crisis, specifically around energy, food production, wholesale, manufacturing and distribution. Of course, ERP is not immune to this. That said, actually, within the ERP landscape, now probably more than ever, Business Central is really starting to grow, and it's one of the fastest growing ERPs out there. Now, that could be that potentially it's because of the lower cost of entry, in terms of licensing, project complexity, and, you know, duration and cost of the overall project. And whilst, you know, that remains true today, Business Central is aimed towards a small to medium-sized businesses, whereas F&O, or what it's called now, FSCM, is aimed at the larger enterprise organizations. But I really caveat that the lines are becoming blurred, probably because of the ever-increasing functionality within Business Central. But this is really where our partner's expertise comes in, and really digging into the customer's requirements and presenting them with a recommendation on the correct ERP platform. Now, a real world example is that we have a German manufacturing customer running 500 users in Business Central. Now, whereas historically that would firmly be in the F&O space.
Sure.
So as I mentioned, the lines are becoming more blurred, but being philosophical, if there's one thing that history has taught us, right, is that those that invest in difficult times have a greater opportunity not to only survive, but thrive in challenging market conditions. So whilst not immune to outside influences, I go back to my opening statement that actually the ERP market as a whole remains buoyant and competitive.
And I find that really interesting, because what I see as well is that organizations are still happy to invest in software and invest in the digitization of their operations, but maybe they are looking at projects that get delivered a little bit quicker. You know, they're looking to get that return on investment within 2 to 3 years.
Absolutely.
When maybe prior to these external events, they were maybe thinking, okay, 5 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I see BC as being something that can come in and deliver quite quickly.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. If you compare it on average to an F&O project, BC potentially could be delivered in 6 months, whereas F&O, you're talking 18 months, 2 years and onwards of that time frame.
Sure. Yeah. So I can see that appeal. I mean, you mentioned F&O there. Obviously, Formpipe, we're really, really well established. You know, we've been there for over a decade. Hopefully, the people listening to this podcast understand what we do in that market as well. So flip that on its head. In the BC example, what are the kind of document generation requirements? What are the pain points? Where did Formpipe deliver the value for the end customer?
Yeah,
and maybe, Nick, could you give us some real life examples of that?
Yeah, okay. So it's a similar story in terms of LaserNet across all ERP. But specifically within Business Central, yes, LaserNet can be used as a document creation and customization tool. But being completely transparent, that within the Business Central landscape, there's many ISVs that are offering that capability. And I would say it's quite a crowded marketplace at the lower end. So we have to be quite clever in terms of how we're positioning LaserNet. And I would say what really differentiates ourselves in this area is the ability to provide complex multi-channel distribution in a variety of different formats. Yeah. That's really our sweet spot. Traditionally, you know, this would require customization and expensive development that you would need to deploy and test extensively. So it can work out to be quite expensive. Whereas LaserNet really simplifies all of this with configuration from a tried, tested and accredited low-code, no-code application. And this, you know, has the effect of lowering ongoing maintenance, facilitates easier upgrades and basically reduces the bottom line costs of what could be quite an expensive activity in terms of customization of the source systems. And this lowers the predictable expense for the lifetime of the system.
And that lifetime's a good point, isn't it? Because this isn't just a setup for day one. This is then the maintenance of that system.
Correct.
6 months, 12 months down the line.
Yeah.
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 And Nick, I think you know I'm quite a simple guy.
No comment.
Can you give some examples of maybe specific use cases or industries or document types so that I can better understand how that produces?
Yeah, and that's a fair question, Ben, and being a simple guy myself, let me try and give you some real-world scenarios or examples, I should say. So actually, starting with an internal project that Formpipe are currently embarking on. So to set the scene, we use Business Central as a finance system in combination with LaserNet to produce our customer invoices. So you could say that we eat our own dog food. The problem being that our consultants register their time in a different system, called Time for Teams. So the creation of invoices today is very much a manual process whereby the finance team have to re-key information, which is both obviously time consuming and prone to human error.
Sure.
So the project scope is to use LaserNet not only as a document creation and distribution tool, but also as an ETL tool. So when I say ETL, I mean extract, transform and load. So LaserNet will extract timesheet information recorded from the external system, It will automatically create draft invoices in Business Central, whereby the finance team can then review without having, obviously, to rekey that information, and then post those invoices out. And that's a little bit of a left field example of the flexibility of LazyNet, but I emphasize that, you know, LazyNet is so much more than just a document output tool.
Sure, yeah.
Coming back to sort of, I guess, our more familiar territory. So another example, which is more familiar, I guess, is where we worked with one of our delivery partners, Tabella, and we assisted a Nordic company to upgrade from a previous version of Business Central called Navision. I say upgrade, but in reality, it's more of a migration.
Yeah, sure.
Navision being traditional on-prem ERP, whereas Business Central embraces the cloud, right? And it's a very different underlying architecture. So very early on into the engagement, the customer realized that actually out-of-the-box forms weren't fit for purpose. Quite rightly so, they looked at the viability of paying a developer to code the documents every time they needed to change, but soon decided against that based on cost and practicality.
Yeah.
So we implemented LazyNet with them through the expertise of our partner, and the customer customized 11 documents in quite a short order of time. Now, this enabled them to produce a production of packing slips that consisted of several orders instead of having to gather them together in Excel. And this was all automated with a single click of our integration via LazyNet through Business Central. Equally, they're able to accommodate their customers' own requirements in attaching related product articles to outgoing quotes and produce quite complex delivery notes, which pretty much resulted in an advantage over their competitors. Equally, they had a future requirement to produce invoices in an EDI format. So actually they were quite comfortable with the solution that LazyNet presented them because it adhered to their today challenges, but also their future requirements. And that's the thing about LazyNet, the flexibility and the longevity, going back to, you know, the whole lifetime of the system is really the value that LazyNet brings to the table.
Yeah, and I always find those examples interesting because they're not simple use cases, they're delivering value, but then we've got the volume, Nick, right? And these organizations can be knocking out thousands of, I guess for them it's packages, right? If they're doing packing slips. Sure. And the proof that we can do that at high volume as well, I think is a real strong point.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about LazyNet is that, you know, we are infinitely scalable. So we can scale up and we can scale broadways, let's say. Yeah. Let's think of documents that they are mission critical.
Yes.
If you can't invoice, then pretty much if you can't actually deliver, then pretty much your organization comes to a halt. So you need to be confident in a system that is robust enough to actually cater for those requirements.
Got to get the products out of the door.
100%. 100%. That's what it's all about, Ben.
And you mentioned a partner organization then, but Formpipe are partner first.
Yeah. Correct.
So I presume as well that what we offer within BC is also attractive to partners because it helps them enhance the solution that they'd be introducing to their customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And great question. And, you know, that's very much what we're all about as an organization in terms of, let's dumb it down, to provide a vehicle for our partners to actually realize their customer requirements and all without the need for complex development. So why is this attractive to our partners? Well, actually, it enables them to be more competitive in their proposals. It simplifies project delivery, but also provides the flexibility to meet their customers' future requirements, going back to my previous point.
Sure.
So from a customer's perspective, from a partner's perspective, you know, they can offer a system where actually the customer long-term can be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Now, why is this attractive to a partner? Because it minimizes the incoming support calls, it minimizes the change requests, and they can focus on delivering new projects. So it's a win-win all around, I would say.
Yeah. Good. And that's the bit that I find really exciting when we can go in and help that organization get to where they're trying to get to.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Okay, so coming to the end of the episode, what's next for Business Central? What do you think is coming next within that software and also their role within the market?
Yeah, okay. So looking at Formpipe specifically, our role within Business Central, as you would imagine, you know, we are a software development company. We're constantly releasing new functionality, new capability. But that's also based on the market. That's based on what are Microsoft doing in Business Central? What are our customers asking us for? What are the challenges that our partners are trying to address? So it's very much a market-driven product. But what is, I guess, most exciting for me in terms of Formpipe, we're actually creating a platform. So whereby, you know, we can minimize deployment time. It's greatly simplified. So we can spin up environments at the click of a button. And the customers, more importantly, and the partners, they can actually choose which areas of functionality that they want to run as a service. So we can be very tailored in our offering specifically to customer and partner requirements. So that's probably the most exciting thing that we're actually embarking on now as an organization.
Brilliant. And as ever, it will be interesting to see how Microsoft also operate within the wider ERP market and pull their other products and their other functionality into BC as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's certainly an interesting space to be involved in.
Always.
Yeah, never surprises me.
Well, Nick, thanks for your time today.
That's been a pleasure, Ben.
Thanks for introducing the BC world.
Okay, mate.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Nick for joining me today. If you're interested in what Formpipe are doing in the Business Central sector, then search on LinkedIn for Formpipe ERP Solutions, or just search for Nick. It's Nick Collard. I'm Ben Saxton. Catch you next time on Beyond the Document.